NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, this is Luke Disaster Radio, and you're listening to my new album, Sweatshop, on Long Play on Totally Wired. I started making this album straight after Charisma, in between like 2011 and 2017, which it is now. The title I had sort of stuck in the back of my head ended up being this kind of analogy for being sort of stuck inside all summer when I screwed up my knee playing a gig, and I got sort of bedridden for a couple of weeks, and then ended up was on crutches for ages, and just had this whole summer where I was sort of inside and couldn't really leave the house, just playing video games, just being real hot and sort of high on codeine and peeing in a bucket. Whatever World 2, that was started in 2008 but finished in 2015. It's the song's about this kind of redeeming youthful quality of if you go through a breakup or if you get really sick and you go and hang out with your parents and you might go to the mall for lunch with your mum and you kind of revert back to this much more earlier innocent state. Like, you know, you're kind of having a bummer time and then you sort of, you go out with your mum and she's like, well, let's go to the food court and we'll get some lunch. You know, this kind of thing where you're sort of redeemed by this sort of naive feeling at the mall and how kind of real that can be. The mall in Lower Hutt's always been like kind of a big thing, so it's like there's a line, have a ball at the mall, you can bring your parents. The downtown clone store's having a clearance. Like, you kind of go to the mall and you sort of become somebody else for a while because the alternative of being an adult is much worse. TV Revolt. That was a new one I wrote and finished pretty quickly. So there's a website called Project Free TV, which is like a streaming catalog site where you can look at aggregated streaming from TV shows on like GorillaVid or like VideoWeeds or any of these weird off-brand streaming sites. But they've got a tagline that says Unleashing the Free TV Revolt. In sort of mid-2015, I got addicted to the TV show Castle. He's a crime writer who's found his way into the NYPD and he helps solve crimes. It's kind of the worst, cheesiest TV show, but it's kind of about everyone getting into Game of Thrones and then me sort of getting into Castle as a kind of weird counterpoint and feeling bad about it. But also, yeah, it's another song where I've put together the whole mix and then slowed the whole song down. Did the same thing with Charisma on Charisma. So it's kind of a sort of trying to, at the moment, make sort of vaporwave type, slowed down, chopped and screwed versions of my own songs and then releasing those rather than releasing them under a ritual pitch. I'm working for my dad in 2015 doing glass cutting and making like shelves and picture frames and a bit of stained glass. One of the guys comes in, one of the glaziers comes in, and you know, we sort of talk about scheduling jobs, and I said, oh, you know, what are you up to next? And he said, oh man, there's nothing in the valley. Like, there were no jobs left in Lower Hutt. And I was like, that's a perfect name for a song. This is kind of my instrumental for Lower Hutt, and kind of, it's sort of trying to do classic disaster radio again, but just kind of like an instrumental, sort of inspired by the harmonies and the lead guitars by Thin Lizzy. But I've just got sort of preoccupied with the idea that I was sort of watching as I was taking the bus from downtown Wellington to downtown Lower Hutt. Every time another shop I sort of grew up with would be closing up, and this kind of idea that, you know, your hometown isn't your hometown anymore after, you know, a certain amount of time. Lower Hutt is pretty dear to me, you know, as a place, but sort of watching all the shops, the little shops sort of closing up, was kind of pretty sad. So yeah, it's kind of my tribute to sort of Lower Hutt. I always liked Electric Light Orchestra's album Time. Jeff Lynne kind of writes these songs where it's like real heartfelt songs about kind of heartbreak, but also about kind of being dumped by a girl, but also traveling back in time and getting stuck back in time, and she doesn't live there anymore, and you can't find her, and this kind of time travel plus heartbreak plus kind of all going for like robots and heartbreak, and this kind of idea that you can conjure up a bit more feeling with fiction. So I was just trying to tick one of those sort of songs off for Disaster Radio, and this is the one that came out. I just started writing it in like 2012, but it went through all these different revisions. And then Princess Chelsea put it out on her covers album because she'd heard it at my shows a couple of times and always sort of said, oh, she loved that tune. So I offered it for her to cover it for her covers album, even though it wasn't out yet, just as a kind of, you know, a little bit of a cheeky kind of thing to do. And I was trying to go for a vocoder sound on my version, a bit more like the stuff in Neil Young's album, Trans. He put out this one album which was all these songs about robots and got synthesizers and vocoders, and it's the only Neil Young album I know, but he kind of did this sort of high-pitched vocoder sound that I've always wanted to try to write for, so that's why it's kind of got this sort of delicate sort of semi-falsetto vocal on it. This is a song I've always wanted to kind of do in terms of, there's always a synth pop song about radio, like bands like Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or you know, Thomas Dolby's whole first album is kind of all about radio and this kind of the romance of the airwaves. Kraftwerk did Radioactivity, and kind of trying to put together a radio song for Disaster Radio, which is, should obviously have been done by now. I was going for like a 5-minute song that kind of went through the same motions of a 12-inch remix, kind of going through like changes and a bit of a big breakdown, because there isn't really any breakdowns on the album. I kind of wrote it when I was really missing my girlfriend, and we just sort of talked on Skype for a while, and it's like the idea that, you know, free Wi-Fi is this kind of sort of transcendental thing. and it's got my first theremin playing in the middle of it. There's like these little like tidbits that are hidden in the song. There's a little bit of Morse code and a couple of sort of samples that are referencing early kind of Music Concrete stuff. Yeah, this is my kind of Easter egg song, which I put like a bit of sort of funny stuff in there. And
was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.